Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Saved a wretch. This is where we look in the mirror. Like me. Like me. I once was lost. But thank God Almighty. I once was blind, but right now I've got 20/20. Through many dangers, tall the snare, I have already come. Through many. Through many tolls and snares and pitfalls and traps, I have already. Not what I'm gonna do, but what I've already. Is there anybody here who know what God has done for you? Nothing but grace. Did he bring you over? And that same grace gonna lead me Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for grace that surpasses all the grace that we have. Please, sir, have mercy. And Lord, as we lead unto your word, we ask right now, Lord, that your word comes forth and does what it's supposed to do. Lord, I'm asking you personally to make me a mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You know, it's good to dwell in the spirit sometimes. Sometimes you just don't need to move. You just need to just lay there. You know what? If we can wallow in sin, we can wallow in the spirit a little while. Just lay there and get all in it. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God above. Pastor Emeritus Dr. Hugh Lawson in his absence. Reverend Rodney Lennox, who's here with me, to all of you all, to our chairman, Deacon Charles Eli, in his absence. A little tidbit just for your consideration this morning. I'm the kind of person, if you know me, usually this is reserved for people of my household. I'm really not too boisterous around the rest of y'all. But at home, I hear often, "Daddy, you just want to be right." Or, "Baby, you just want to be right." We all want to be right. And yes, I do too. I want to be right. If I'm an auger, I want to be right. If I'm going to stand up and raise my voice, I want to be right. If I'm going to pay for something, I want to be right. But you know, in all honesty, it's a pipe dream for Ronnie to be right all the time. And you ain't going to make it either. But I got a remedy for you. Check this out. Go to Psalm 146. Psalm 146. Like I say, just for your consideration, I hope I can get this over in a relatively economic time slot. Psalm number 146. This is how it reads. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that had the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. For even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord." Now, what I read you was a recipe, and it's a recipe for how to be right all the time. That's what we use for a subject today: how to be right all the time. For those of you that like to be right like me, the book of Psalm closes with resounding praise, loud praise. The final five books, the final five Psalms, open and close with the phrase, "Praise ye the Lord." Now just hang on. Just bear with me a little bit. I'm going to tie this in. Psalms is the hymn book of the Old Testament. It focuses a lot on praise. Now, let's look at the word praise. Praise is expressing approval and admiration for something or somebody. It also means to be thankful. When you speak well of somebody, you're praising them. Praise is an action. It's something we do, or it's something we should want to do. Praise is the action of speaking well of God. It commends God for his care and his love. It stipulates God's sovereignty and his omnipotence. It is the right thing to do. So if you're constantly praising God, here's your formula. If you're praising God because anybody that got up this morning, anybody that I'm looking at that's looking back at me, ought to be praising God. If you're constantly praising God, then that's how you can be right all the time. You can't go wrong with that. Now, you might be wrong when it comes to the budget. You might be wrong when it comes to what the grocery bill should be. You might be wrong when you're discussing Christmas gifts for your children. But if you're praising God, that's the way to be right all the time. Praising and being right go hand in hand. How can you not praise God's name? How can you not? How can you not? Anybody that's been through something, how can you not? Anybody that got up this morning, how can you not? To not give God the praise would be wrong. And if praising God is right, then I don't want to be wrong. So if you like me and you like to be right, then keep on praising God. Keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Our scriptures tell us praise should come from your soul. Verse number 1 said, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise should not be some superficial sentiment. It should originate from deep within. If your praise is only scratching the surface, then God knows. And when you praising him like that, you ain't right. Verse 2 speaks to praising in life. Not just physically, but spiritually. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Praise is a matter of spiritual vitality. When you praise, you exercise your spiritual muscles. You're doing push-ups and sit-ups in your soul. Praise must come from a genuine relationship with God. Amen. Not something plastic. Because plastic is not real. Amen. Anything made of plastic simulates wood or metal. It ain't real. Your praise ought to be real. Verse 3 and 4 says this. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man. And in this phrase it means in mankind. In whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to this earth in that very day. His thoughts perish. Man is not worthy of praise that should be going to God. Can I get a witness? We shouldn't get the accolades that belong to God. There's nothing that we've done that puts us on that level. Verse 5 and 6 lends itself to the fact that God made us and not we ourselves. We ought to be rejoicing in the hope and faith of God. Every day we get up, every time we open our eyes, every time the sun shines. Hope and faith transposes to blessings and love. Happy is he that had the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keep it true forever. How can you not? If you like to be right, then keep on praising God. Then if somebody tell you you just want to be right, say, yeah, I do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now let's talk a little bit about judgment and righteousness. Verse 7 and 8 said, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosed the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The righteous. And what's the first syllable of the word righteous? Right. Judgment means an appropriate response. That's what judgment is. Righteousness is a state of spiritual correctness. David said over in Psalm 37, said, I've been young and I'm now old, but I have yet to see the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You see, righteousness can be generational. If a curse can be generational, my Bible tells me that righteousness can be generational. David made a judgment call on the benefits of righteousness. Verse 9 and 10 kind of brings it home. God is merciful. Said the Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. He comforts the bereaved. He does not accept unrepented sin, because my Bible tells me that that's not right. He will forever reign, and heaven is a place of praise and a place of right. So if you want to be right, you ought to want to go to heaven. Now for a reality check. We know that none of us going to be right all the time. But what a world it would be if we tried more for righteousness. What a good time we'd have if we strive for righteousness. Even though we know how to be right all the time, we still needed a Savior. Because knowing right and doing right are sometimes two different things. Matthew 18 and 11 says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. Thank God that being right doesn't mean being perfect. I'm going to say that again. Being right doesn't mean being perfect. For the sake of expediency, let's just say today that along with praising, being right means to be saved. Can I get a witness? And I hope I got a whole lot of right folks in here. Being right is a measuring stick, if you will, for success. Amen. When you look at being right in today's society, if you answer the questions right, then you pass the test. If you look the right way, then you might get a date. If you run the right play, then you might win the Super Bowl. If you live right by accepting Jesus, then you'll get eternal life. So in answer to your question, yes, I love to be right. And if you're wondering what Rev says at 359, I want to be right, then I'd rather be wrong. I want to be right for the right stuff. I want to be right when I'm praising him. The psalmist praised God. David himself praised God. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of your accolades. He's worthy of your goodwill. He's worthy of your well wishes. He's worthy. And the reason is, he gave up a part of himself to come down here on Calvary's cross and die on a hill called Calvary.